1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's Tuesday, July the 29th. Quickly moving our way through July, even though the Bad Bob swore that he would not let July get away from him, here we are. Phone numbers are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room or listen to us. 7:06 in the morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning to you, sir.
And Linda is on a field trip with her girlfriend.
Is that what they call it?
I'm not sure what they call it. And they all go up to a to a lodge up in Past Weed up there in the high country. And she's there with a number of girls, ladies, and they all solve all the world's problems. Talk about their husbands.
Unlike guys, they're not going to sit around, drink beer, scratch, and complain.
They do not. I cannot picture these ladies out there sitting around belching and scratching themselves, unlike men.
Yeah.
Who men, do this men, and men, find it men, amusing men. To do that, even in church. So, but let's go to beyond that. Let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Josh, what's going on today in Wall Street?
Well, good morning. Well, markets have opened in positive territory this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 45 points at 17,029, while the Nasdaq's up 19 at 4,464, and the S&P 500's up 3 at 1,982. Oil's down 88 cents a barrel at $100.79, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.23%. Gold's up $5.10 this morning at $1,310, while silver's up 17 cents at $20.74 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Cisco Systems is up 2 pennies at $25.95, Caterpillar's up $2.26 at $106.42, while Home Depot's up 36 cents at $81.43. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday. They're going to talk to you about, and every time, every day they talk to you about how to make those decisions to bring you financial freedom, to bring financial stability to your life, not only through the stock market, of course, but through annuities, through investments, other investments that you're making, investments that you have right now, maybe a fresh set of eyes to look at them. Give them a call at 243-7561. 243-7561, and then head on down to their offices on Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, what's the weather look like today, Bad Bob?
Abundant sunshine, high around 105. Low tonight will be 74. Mainly sunny on Wednesday and even a little bit warmer, maybe up around 107. Temperatures should be tapering off as we head deeper into the week. We could be down just right around, well, not a lot of relief for the next several days as I check the latest weather report. This right now it is 67 degrees in Reading, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
Do not leave anything live in your car, including plants that need to be replanted. If you put them in your car, trust me, in 20 minutes, they will not be the same as you left them. A couple of announcements here. The Blood Source, annual Blood Source Summer Classic Blood Drive, August 8th at the at Blood Source from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. It'll be at Blood Source's Center at 1880 Park Marina Drive. That's easy to get to. And they'll also be partnering with the Northern Free Trappers and sponsoring Nicholas Johnson, a 9-year-old boy from Anderson who is currently battling brain cancer. The Blood Source provides blood to Mercy Medical Center Reading, and they are in constant need. Come on out and help your community blood supply. Northern Free Trappers will be barbecuing some tri-tip, and that will be free to all donors and $5 to all others. All proceeds will go toward Nicholas's family. Okay. This is a, we're going to talk more about that. And then on the 10th, I'm sorry, on August 17th, you have the Dove Warm-Up Sporting Clay Shoot by the Shasta County Chapter, the Military Order of the Purple Heart. Going to be at the Redding Gun Club. Catered lunch provided, one round sporting clays, trophies for top male and female shooters. Tickets are $50 and limited to the first 60 applicants. So get out there and sign up, and you'll get lunch. You'll get a round of sporting clays. Bring your own gun and shells, and bring at least 50 shells in case you need to do a shoot-off. It's going to start at 9 o'clock and go till 1300 or 1 p.m., whichever comes first. Oh, a little humor there.
Well, the Northern Free Trappers, that's the guys who dress up in the skins and have the...
We're talking Blood Source now, right?
Yeah, okay.
No, I mean, that was for Blood Source. Yeah. The other one I was talking about was the Dove Warm-Up. I switched subjects there.
Yeah. I was just thinking about Northern Free Trappers and they're serving tri-tip. Wouldn't it be more authentic if they had something of the nature that the trappers actually ate?
You mean like raccoon?
Yeah.
Or skunk?
Yeah.
Or marten?
Or beaver?
Or beaver?
Yeah, or squirrel. That'd be more authentic.
$5 beaver sandwiches? I'm not sure. Okay, all this stuff is happening. We're going to be talking more about it. Okay, the big news, though, of course, is tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at Sequoia Middle School, which is 1805 Sequoia Avenue between the streets of Florence Street and Sacramento, will be the town hall, quarterly town hall meeting. And this is getting a lot of attention, as you know. And there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of people there. So they're going to have it. They've moved it to the Sequoia Middle School where there's over 600 seats. We are also going to broadcast it live from KCNR 1460. No commercials. We're just going to go straight on through. They're going to be answering questions from the public related to public safety, crime, probation, parole, and court system. It's going to have, we'll have microphones there so people can ask questions. We'll have cards there if people want to write a question and don't want to stand up and talk. This isn't to get into a long-term debate with any of the people up there, the DA or the sheriff or the chief or the chief of Anderson. This is not to get into debates. It's to ask a question, maybe a follow-up question, and let people answer so we can roll through this and get a lot of information out in, say, a couple hours. But as the chief says, we'll be there until we're finished. So, okay. My guest today for this beginning of our show is Woody Clendenin, who is associated with the California State Militia. Good morning.
Morning.
And how are you? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Woody, tell us a little bit about yourself here for the next couple of minutes, and we're going to get into what you do.
Well, I have the barbershop in Cottonwood, so that's kind of like the Chamber of Commerce almost down there.
the town center, the city hall.
Yeah, everybody stops by to talk about what's going on around town. We don't have any local government there. It's unincorporated, so... I first became part of the California State Militia, and then it was like a year or two after that we started really having a lot of crime, especially in the downtown area of Cottonwood. And, I mean, up until 3 or 4 years ago, I left my keys and my ignition around town, you know, go run in the
Just
store.
Just walk in? Car running?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And
don't do that now, huh?
No. You can't do that kind of stuff now, but it was...
Why'd you join the militia?
Well, you know, with everything that was going on politically and with all the national debt we had, just everything I saw going on, we started getting together a group of guys just kind of talking about what was going on out in my barn, and it just evolved into you know, why we have teachers that are part of our group, history teachers.
Kind of a self-sustaining group, people exactly. That coming together as a group of people to, in case something happens, that y'all can rely on each other.
And yeah, that's
and
what
help
it's,
the community.
Exactly. That's really what it's become now. We have a great medical unit headed up by a local doctor. She's actually from Reading here, named Heidi Harold. And a lot of nurses and paramedics. And so... We got into the ham radios and comms.
So this is more than just a bunch of beer drinking people and camis.
Yeah, we try to keep the beer drinking to a low.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about here is that this is a group of people that come together to take care of their community.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about some of the things that y'all have been doing. Sometimes people, when they think of militias, they think of just what I just said.
Right.
A bunch of people out there of lower intellect dressed in camis because they want to be, or they want to be, and they never were, and all this stuff. But it's not true in a lot of cases, and especially with you guys. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot. The ocean, at the head of the trail. Where are we going?
So far away. Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget brew.
Yes, brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with sit-down dinner, live and silent auction, and basket drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, do you know where your Swap and Sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and Sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
Let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
ZZ Top. Obviously, they've been in here, sharp-dressed men. Huh? All right, Carl and the Butt, KCNR, 1460, 719 in the morning, 71 degrees, going up into the triple digits today, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Don't go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue. About 400 yards from here, so you can find your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, or Honda car, truck, or SUV. And you're looking for something maybe a little bit different than that? Well, they have so many other previously owned car, trucks, or SUVs, you don't even need to leave the general vicinity to find the car of your dreams. Right here, they're going to be making great deals for you. Their service department is fabulous. Everything you need is at Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. My guest is Woody Clendenin, and he heads up the California State Militia, this area of it up here in Northern California. He lives in Cottonwood. In fact, he He has the barber in Cottonwood, which is kind of like the, since you are unincorporated, everybody kind of flows into your shop.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, now you all started the, we talked about you joining the militia and who the militia was down there, and it doesn't fit the quote, you know, ideas of a lot of people who like to think of negative spots. You all have doctors, nurses, teachers. It's just, it's your community, essentially.
It is. And we started, the Second Amendment, everybody leaves out the first sentence of that. They like to talk about the right to bear arms, but there had to be a reason, we figured, that they wrote in there that a well-regulated militia was necessary to the security of a free state. So that's what we started exploring. We found a old retired gunny sergeant that had started up a lot of documents and paperwork down in Sacramento named Roy McCarty that already had an idea for what it was supposed to be about. So that's
okay.
What got us going.
Now, you all have started something. Now, we've only got a few more minutes. I know you got to make it work. You all started a community watch down in Cottonwood. The militia did, but it is – what's happened with that?
Well, it's really evolved. It started out just four or five of us that would go out and patrol around town. We were getting a lot of theft and vandalism to the schools in the downtown area. And so actually – it was actually a police officer's idea that we start doing it that lives in town there. The
community watch kind of thing you're talking about.
Yeah. So now that's evolved into most of our town participates. We have Facebook pages, and we have a one-call-now system, which when you call that number, say you have a strange-looking guy in the middle of the night in a neighborhood, and if you called the number – it would dispatch out at the same time to 100 guys that are on the call list to respond. So,
you mean that if I see somebody, I'm in Cottonwood, and I see somebody walking down my street at 9 o'clock at night, or a group of guys, two or three guys that I've never seen before, and I call this number, all of a sudden the community watch will show up?
Oh, yeah.
In dozens?
Yeah, there'll be any. It just depends. That's why there's so many on the call list, because that makes there's always somebody close by to what's happened. So, you know, the holiday market's called and in the middle of getting burglarized and they were having some problems outside. A guy was
aggressive panhandlers and looking in cars on it.
He was taking a leak on the side of one lady's car because she wouldn't let him use a cell phone, just different stuff. But the call came in, and there was two guys there in less than 1 minute. So the response times are real fast.
What do they do when they get there? The guy is urinating on the woman's car. What do they do?
They'll get out and approach the guy. It totally depends. We have people of all ages, and we have women that help. And in a situation like that, they would call the sheriff's office. And
did they ever hold somebody?
We have, yeah. We've citizens arrested.
Which people can do. Citizens arrests are still good.
Yeah, and we've done that, and we've learned a lot. We've tried to. We've had meetings with the sheriff and learned what we can do. The Tehama County DA has talked to us. He's came to our community watch meeting and talked to us about what legally we can do without getting into any trouble. So we've gotten a lot better.
And has crime gotten better?
Do
people feel safer down there?
Yeah, I heard that in Shasta County, Cottonwood was one of the only towns that the crime rate didn't go up last year. So I think it's gotten better, and I know the car thefts have went way down.
Okay.
And we had recovered quite a few stolen vehicles, and we have sheriffs and one highway patrol in particular that works with us. So
your job's not to go out and get in shootouts with them?
No, and we in no way think we're police officers. We're really trying to do what Sheriff Basenko's talked to us about, just being more eyes and ears, and just liability wise, it's a better deal. But if you see somebody, you know, committing a felony, I think it's your responsibility as a citizen. And in Redding up here, people can be doing the same things in their own neighborhoods. Cottonwood's small, so we can kind of see the whole town, but in your own neighborhoods, you could get together and set up something similar.
Well, let's talk about that. Now, you all are offering your services here to help. Is this correct? You're contemplating that.
Exactly.
That right?
Yeah, and we have a Redding platoon up here, and a bunch of great guys are, you know, everything from Caltrans engineers to to nurses that lead the Reading platoon up here, and we're talking with them. We're having our community watch meeting is a week from Thursday, and the last hour of it's going to be discussing maybe putting some two-man teams out walking on the river trail, just help with that. So
okay, now let's talk about that for a second. You know, the river trail, people love the river trail, but they're starting to be accosted on the river trail. People are starting to feel not safe out there at times. There's not enough police to patrol everywhere. So what you're talking about is putting two-person teams out there with telephones, radios, just to walk, just to observe.
Yeah, just to observe and make a presence out there. And that's a lot of what we do in Cottonwood is we feel like just putting pressure on the bad guys. And in fact, they have their own Facebook page against our group that they don't know we know about. But they talk on there about going to Anderson. They call it peeling instead of stealing. But they talk about going to Anderson or Reading just to get away from
you guys,
the community.
Yeah, good. Chase them out.
Yeah.
See, how far can we chase them? Can we chase them to Sac? Well, or Sac?
Yeah, Sac would be perfect, yeah. So anywhere where they have law enforcement, and that's our thing down there. We don't have a lot of law enforcement, so.
Okay. All right, so you all are out there. Your community watch has worked. You've got a Reading platoon up here that's discussing the idea of actually walking the river trails, distinctively marked, I'm sure you all would be, so that people will know that there's people out, that you've got your teams out there walking the trails, to be able, if somebody's being accosted, at least they could be there. They can be calling the cops. They could be calling each other so you can get more people there.
Yeah.
So, you know, so at least people are aware of this.
And we would, like we do in Cottonwood, we'll call in and let the ShastCom know the license plate and description of the vehicles that are going to be out so that the deputies, if they get a call, hey, there's a slow car driving through my neighborhood, and once he gets the description and knows it's us, you can do the same thing on the river trail, call ShastCom and say, hey, we're going to have a couple guys walking out there, and just to keep them in the loop. They appreciate that.
I think that's a good idea. I think that if y'all are volunteering your time and making an effort to help protect our streets and help protect our river trail, I think it's a great idea. So,
yep.
And, you know, as long as you're not, you know, as long as you're doing, as you're saying, reporting, you're not breaking laws doing that. People can, it just means is that you've got, you know, more people out there that are there to assist. A woman, say, who's running or a man that's running there and is accosted by a couple jerks that are now sleeping down there next to the trail because it's cooler at night.
Right. And we never gave away our right to keep our community safe, even if you have law enforcement that you've hired to do it. Still, it's your responsibility when they're not there. You can't just sit around and do nothing, you know.
Okay, one comment was about, aren't militias illegal? And no, Bob did some research here, and it appears that he's talking about paramilitary organizations. It's under the penal code, but it means that they were formed with an intent to cause or further a civil disturbance, and that's not you guys. That's something else.
And that is why we kept the name militia, even though it was controversial, was so that we would not be a paramilitary organization.
And then the more people on the river trail, the better. So good. And the other one is whatever you're wearing, make it distinctive enough so when the bad guys see it, they will run in the opposite direction.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Okay. All right. Woody Clendenin, what is your exact title here, Woody? I know you're the...
Well, I'm the company commander for Northern California, which is Reading, Cottonwood, Alturas, Susanville, and then we have kind of a sister group around the Chico area. So.
Now, y'all don't mind having your photos taken either. I see your photos up on your website. I mean, it's not like it's a secretive group.
No, we don't want to be secretive because then that would imply you're doing something
wrong.
And, you know, everybody's welcome. We have Oath Keepers, Tea Party people that now are coming to our trainings too to get the medical and the comms training and. It's open to the community.
If something bad happens, you're there to assist, just like when I say something bad, like a natural disaster or something like that, you've got your group trained.
That's our primary mission, to be there for something like
Everybody should be prepared for something, at least for 3 to 5 days.
Have a little food and water stored and whatever medical. I mean, You might need, yeah.
Exactly. Woody, thanks a lot. What's the name of your barbershop?
It's Cottonwood Barbershop. Pretty easy to remember.
Is there a lot of them in there?
The only one in town, so. First, I thought I was a good barber, and then I realized I was the only game in town.
Who does your hair?
Yeah, who cuts your hair?
My dad's a barber, and he's retired, but I can still get him down there to
cut hair now and then, huh? Yeah. Okay.
Although he's leaving, moving to Texas in 2 weeks, so I'll be.
Any reason why? Or just the reason we all think.
California.
California.
He said he's getting too old and cranky about his politics. So.
Ooh, there we go. Woody Clendenin, who is the captain of the Northern California Company, which includes all of the major cities up here. How many people you got in the militia up here?
Probably 125 that are active, you know. Uh-huh.
How did people get a hold of you?
There's a website. It's cal-militia.com, and you put your contact info in there, and then somebody will get a hold of you.
Because you put people through some kind of screening before you let them in, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we try really hard to do background checks and and keep – I mean, we had no shady characters, if you're a former felon, you can actually participate, but not with any firearm stuff. If you're a reformed,
you can cook and be a medic and all that kind of stuff.
Medic and comms.
Yeah, you don't need to carry a gun all the time.
No. We don't have any of those that I know of in, but you know, a lot of people, they can change their lives and be a part of it too. So,
okay. Hey, what are you going to do? Thanks a lot for stopping by and with this idea. This is a huge idea. Tomorrow night is the town hall meeting, if you don't mind. I don't know if you're going to be here. It's be at the Sequoia Middle School tomorrow at 6 p.m., but it might be something that you toss out there. And if you don't, I will throw out that this is one of the things that you all are looking at to help.
Yeah, so, I'll try and be there.
There you go. All right. Carl and DeBott. Linda is on a field trip with her girlfriend. So we'll be right back after these messages.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is LA.
All I want to do is have a little fun before I die. Just the man next to me, out of nowhere. Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Reading, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy. Small business, family owned. 241-21 96. Thanks a lot.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us. 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's up someplace past weed with her girlfriend's some kind of forced sabbatical they go on every year. 71 degrees out there, going up triple digits. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, though. You know what? You walk into Orchard Nutrition, you get healthier just walking in. I lost 2 pounds walking in there just the other day, and my blood sugar dropped 2 points. So, right there, I just turned around. No. I also went in there and bought a lot of the natural foods they have, non-GMO foods, raw organic foods. They've got an in-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to sit down and talk to them. Everybody in there is so knowledgeable. And then they have classes, even have classes in the evening on health and diet and lifestyles that is free. You can go in there for free and get that. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Orchard Nutrition. My guest is Todd Jones, who is the, I guess you're the contact now. Are you the public affairs guy there? Or what's your position at Blood Source?
So my position with Blood Source, I am the account manager. So I manage all of the mobile blood drives in the 4-county area. So Siskiyou, Shasta, Trinity, and Tehama counties. And then between myself and Joe Ayer, who's our regional director, we both kind of split up the public affairs activities.
Okay. You've got a big blood drive coming here.
Yeah, big blood drive. It's a week from this Friday. It's going to be Friday, August 8th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And it's our annual Summer Classic Blood Drive this year. It's the Sizzlin' Summer Classic Blood Drive. We have a barbecue theme. We were able to get a barbecue donated from Carmona's. We're going to be giving away to anyone who presents to donate, even if they get turned away for some reason. And we're going to have the Northern Free Trappers out there barbecuing and a lot of free giveaways. So it should be a good time. Summertime is there's a big need for blood, so it's a really important event.
Is there more need for blood during the summer than winter?
Summertime, and then right around the holidays, there's also a need. But in the summertime, it's really exaggerated because there's not as many people giving blood. In the wintertime, there are a pretty good amount of donations, but summertime's a little slower.
Do you know who – I know you haven't been there very long. I know Todd, you're a former Marine, right?
Yes, sir.
Semper Fi, buddy.
Hoorah.
Thank you for your service. Is there a record? What's the record for giving blood down there? I think I saw somebody went down that given 18,000 gallons of blood. They carried him in. It was a lot of blood this guy's been given for like 20 years. Do you happen to know, have that one?
I don't know it off the top of my head. You know, I've only been there a few months, but there's people that have given, hundreds, I think at least, well, maybe not hundreds, but, at least 50, 60 gallons.
I think is in the 20-plus gallon club.
Kelly Frost Sr. I mean, he is, he gives blood all the time. There was a couple other people down there that had, they go down there. How often can you give blood?
So you can give blood, you can give whole blood every 8 weeks. And so people that have a lot of donations for that, I mean, that's pretty impressive. They've been donating since they were 16, which is the minimum. But if you give platelets, you can give every 2 weeks, and that is counting towards that mark as well.
Do you give platelets different than you give blood?
You do. For platelets, you get hooked up to a machine, and they actually cycle out your blood.
Did they put you they spin you around real fast?
Yeah, you're in a human centrifuge chair, so you just get there.
Okay, no, don't say that. There's going to be people believing this one, buddy. So what it is they hook you up to a machine that does what?
Hook you up to a machine, and I'm not in the medical field, but the very basic level is it takes out all of the blood. Uh-huh. It cycles it through a centrifuge in a little machine and takes the platelets out and the plasma, if you're going to give plasma as well, and then it returns your red and white blood cells into your body. So you lose a less liquid than you would be if you're giving whole blood.
So then you have thicker blood then?
Not thicker. Yeah, because platelets are like the clotting factor. So
okay,
but you don't lose as much.
All right, I know people who get platelets, and they said that. But is that harder on them for some reason or not?
I wouldn't say it's harder on them. It takes a lot more time.
It takes longer.
It takes about 3 hours. But
really,
platelets only last for 5 days on the shelves, and a lot of people aren't needing that.
What do you use platelets for?
Platelets, it's the
Don't come on here, man, because I have no knowledge, and if you're not ready here, Marine.
I tried to bring one of my nurses in today, but she had a meeting.
But I did the platelets, so it helps people with diseases, with certain types of diseases.
You know, cancer patients are the biggest platelet
leukemia,
users. Leukemia.
Because
leukemia patients aren't able to make, produce the blood as well as they used to or even at all sometimes, and so platelets really boost up their immune system and their clotting factor. And people with hemophilia, they're getting plasma and platelets. Plasma and
hemophilia, you don't hear a lot about that, but that disease has been around a long time. They called it the disease of royalty.
Yeah, it's terrible. You know, it's someone that can't clot, they can possibly bleed out. And so plasma is a big use for people with hemophilia, and blood sources really getting into that for plasma-derived medicines that are going to help people with hemophilia and other diseases like that.
Hey, Bad Bob, do you know why they call it the disease of royalty?
Well, because it was passed through a recessive gene, and since they tended to
interbreed,
intermarry very closely, cousins and even siblings, the gene was passed down because it was recessive and combined, and
Tsar Russia's son had hemophilia, which led to what was that guy's name? The mad doctor.
Rasputin.
Rasputin. They came in there because he could help the child, and caused the. But
the rest they say is history.
The rest they say is history. But it led eventually to the revolution. So just giving blood though, that pint of blood I give. It's going to be used. It's not going to be tossed away.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. Blood Source, we're one of the best in the country. We have a very high rate of usage for all of our products. I mean, platelets and plasma, it's pretty much non-existent that we wouldn't use it. Whole blood, it's very high as well. It's above 99. It's about 98-99% because we work with other blood centers throughout the country. If they're in need of blood as well, we can transfer blood.
You can pass
blood.
Stuff back and
absolutely.
Forth.
Absolutely.
Well, that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Okay, now. How do people come down? Okay, I'm going to come down. Bad Bob. I'm sending Bad Bob down to give blood because he's got lots of blood. He's got extra blood. He's got an extra pint in his body, so he's going to give that up.
That's
for me.
Good. Hopefully it's not blood doping. That's illegal.
And so
I used to donate a lot, and then something – I forget what it was happened, but I was disqualified for a time. So.
Well, I was disqualified for a lot of times.
Low
because
iron,
of the,
I think it was.
Well, I was disqualified for a lot of times because all the stuff they injected into my body when I was in the service.
That's military has their own blood program.
Yeah, same thing with you. I'm sure that you had the malaria and all the anthrax and all those kind of things. I think that after 6 or 7 months that you're pretty clean, or a year after that you're clean or not.
Yeah, they're only about 38% of the population can give blood on any given day.
Really?
And that's based on things people are deferred forever if they lived in Europe for a certain time, for example, back when mad cow disease was prevalent, or if they were taking medications, or, the most common one, or not the most, but a very common one is just, a tattoo you can't give for a year. A lot of people have tattoos these days, and so that's a deferral, but after a year, they're good to go.
What about AIDS testing?
Because
everybody's worried about, but there was times years and years and years ago, decades ago. That this was a problem, but they've since fixed that one.
Absolutely, yeah. We test for a host of things. When people give blood, it goes down to our labs in Sacramento, and we test all of our blood down there before it goes out to any patients.
Before it's even released,
absolutely.
Test
it's
hepatitis C.
Hepatitis. We have. I think there are at least dozens of tests that we test for. And,
okay.
And so we guarantee that when it goes to a patient, it's going to be safe.
It's going to be clean.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's rare. I mean, it was rare back then. But it had happened, and that unfortunately takes, decades and decades for that to get passed.
Sometimes it wouldn't even – apparently it wouldn't show up right away. I mean, if someone was just – if someone just got infected, it would take a while to show up in a test.
But not now.
Not now. Now we take care of it. And
you can you can take your own AIDS test at home? I mean, I read that someplace.
I wouldn't rely on that, but
– Well, but no, but it can count.
Not
a lot of things. Hey, we're here to help. Okay. Now, tell us again. When's this going to be?
So Friday, August 8th. It's next Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Come down. We hope to have a lot of people down there. We're going to be serving tri-tip sandwiches from the Northern Free Trappers from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The NorCal Veterans Historical Association is going to be down there as well with their bird out in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of volunteers that work with us that have been there for years, and they're the ones that bring the bird everywhere throughout the North State, so they're going to be down there. Hourly giveaways from Kent's Meads, Few 202, Carmona's, Starbucks, a lot of different things for people to come down. And it goes to a good cause. Nicholas, hopefully, will be there for a little while. And
yeah, now this goes to, as we talked about earlier, this is the Northern Free Trappers are sponsoring Nicholas Johnson, a 9-year-old boy.
Yes.
He's got brain cancer, uses a lot of blood. So this is one of the things as part of it. You give, you get a free lunch. And $5 to all others who don't give, including
yeah, and all that, all those proceeds, we're going to be paying for the meat out of Blood Source, and IBEW is also helping us with that, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. But
those are good guys.
The Trappers, yeah, they're coming out. They sponsor a kid each year, and so in the past years, they've given up to, I think, $15,000 or so to different kids with life-threatening illnesses.
Wow.
And
just
Nicholas,
another group that you don't even think about.
Yeah,
comes out and helps.
Yeah, and so they're a great group of guys. Ken Robinson's going to be down there cooking tri-tip up all day, and we'll have some breakfast stuff during the morning as well.
Bob wanted to know why, if this is the Northern Free Trappers, you're not having beaver.
You know, I heard that on my way in, and you know, I wouldn't personally be opposed to that, but I grew up in Trinity County, so I guess I might be used to that.
So you're used to just roadkill.
Yeah, whatever's on the road.
Whatever's on the road, you can cook it. Yeah.
No waste.
No waste.
Absolutely.
It just reminds me of stories I'm just not going to go into. Okay. Todd Jones is here, who is the accounts manager out there at Blood Source. Good man. He's a former Marine, but worked in politics. But okay, 2030 Club real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the vice president of the Active 2030 Club of Reading. I just got in that post last month. Pretty excited about it. We got a good year coming up. Our next event, we have the fishing day this Saturday at
this
Ross
Saturday,
Ponds.
That's right.
Yes, and I think
let's talk about that a little bit. That's this Saturday. It's going to be at Ross Ponds.
Ross Ponds. And I'm not the expert on that event, but I think Ian probably came
in
and talked about
it
a little bit.
Yeah. But that's this Saturday.
That's this Saturday.
What time does that start? You know? Yeah, we'll hit it again. Tell Ian to give me a call.
Okay.
All right. And now, the other thing, too, is I expect you to get all your club out because you're having a meeting or something tomorrow.
We have a board meeting tomorrow, but hopefully we'll get.
I expect you to put a Facebook out or an email to everybody to get them to this town hall meeting. It's too important. We need you all, Active 2030s, in there. To be hearing what's going on and get your ideas.
Yeah, we got a great group of people. And
I know you do.
And I would say almost everyone in our club is very civically and politically active in this community.
Absolutely.
So
that's why
it'd be a big deal.
That's why we really need you all there to be there and get there around 5:30.
Okay.
And I think, you know, so because it's going to start at 6 and I have a feeling it's going to be full.
I agree. I think it will be very full.
All right. Okay, thanks a lot, Todd.
Thank you.
Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Estate jewelry that is just simply outstanding, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. If you've got a watch that needs to be fixed, you take it to another jewelry shop. Probably it's going to end up at Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard and his associates have contacts throughout the world to get the best prices on any types of jewelry. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive, providing the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
It's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. And this is, you know, this is Bad Bob going for it again. What was the girl's name yesterday? It was
Lindsey Sterling.
Lindsey Sterling. People were calling after the show to get her name. And I said, I know it's not Shelton.
Yeah. Lindsey Sterling. Lindsey Sterling. Awesome. Okay. Awesome. This is actually two cellos. These guys are like madmen. I showed Linda a video from them yesterday. Yeah, she really liked it.
Hey, this portion of the show, speaking of Linda, is brought to you by our Back to School Resource Expo at Mount Shasta Mall, August 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., featuring programs for children including sports, drama, robotics, martial arts, voice, dance, art, gymnastics, tutoring, and 4-H, fashion tips, makeup options, all of this, nutrition, health, and exercise programs. All of these are different groups of people who are going to be down at the Mount Shasta Mall on August 9th. Plus, they're going to have a live broadcast from here, from 12 to 1, for a live broadcast, and then head on down to the fashion show at 1 p.m. at Macy's Court. So you got it all right there at Mount Shasta Mall for the kids going back there to school. August 9th, Mount Shasta Mall starts at 10 a.m. Okay, things that are happening. I got a few minutes left. I can't wait. You know, I have to talk about this. Mr. Smoke. Where's Mr. Smoke the Third? Okay, Mr. Smoke is the gentleman that drove his rental truck across an open field, started the fire, the bully fire, as he was delivering marijuana or a fertilizer to his illegal marijuana patch, right? So the fire starts. It ends up burning, what, 15,000 acres, Bad Bob? If you look up the final parts of it. But the worst thing that happened is somebody was killed out there trying to flee the fire. Not only that, but then and the cost, $20 million plus. Well, they arrested him. They got him for this, and they really socked it to him, keeping him in jail. Oh, no, wait a minute. There was a $10,000 fine. I mean, a $10,000 bail. So $10,000 bail, isn't it 10%? Bad Bob, that you have
something
to give
like
up.
That,
so,
yeah.
So he have to come up with $1,000 for the bail. Well, at the same time, which he might have made himself, and so Mr. Smoke kind of went up in smoke. Nobody knows where Mr. Smoke is, and so now they're getting ready to, they want to charge him with manslaughter and like 10 other 10 other types of crimes. And where's Mr. Smoke?
Yep.
Where is Mr. Smoke?
12,600 acres, 100% containment. It destroyed 20 structures, 21 injuries, mostly to the firefighters. It was very expensive to put out, and, of course, one fatality. So,
why would – okay, we talk about the sheriff, and we talk about the chief, and we talk about, you know, holding people. But come on, Mr. D.A., and, you know, Steve Carlton. Steve, why would we turn somebody loose with $10,000 bail that now you've just changed to $1 million bail? I mean, is there something wrong here? Is there something going on that we just don't see? I mean, now they want to up his bail to $1 million. Where's Mr. Smoke?
Well, who determined this guy wasn't a flight risk?
Ask the DA. Ask the DA's office. In fact, we ought to call him and say, what made you think that this guy wasn't going to run? Is he a resident of Redding? I know they're talking about Indiana and other places. Is Mr. Smoke live here?
Yeah.
Mr. Smoke the Third, does he live here, really? Is that really his name?
Yeah, that sounds like a pseudonym.
Okay, let's just say it's his real name. But what made you think that this man would still be here? You know what, Bob? That headset you've got picks up everything, including you scratching your head.
Oh.
So we may have to rethink how that headset works on this, because Bob's got a brand new headset and microphone that I'm picking up on my headsets too. Anyway, so going back to Mr. Smoke, you might want to ask the DA at some point, why would you turn loose a guy who started a fire like this for $10,000, thinking that he was really going to be here? There may be reasons, and what are the reasons behind it? Here's what it is. How much you want to bet they tell you we can't talk about an ongoing investigation? How much do you want to bet that comes out?
No, I would. That's a standard line, isn't it?
Did you say line?
Standard line? Response.
Oh, okay. I thought you didn't say lie. You said line.
Line.
Okay. All right. That probably is. Okay. What
Sometimes
else?
A line is a lie.
What else is going on here? The town hall meeting, we want to go back over that again. Remember, tomorrow night at 6 p.m., you're going to have the ability to talk to and ask questions to the sheriff, to the chief of police, and the chief of police's quarterly town hall meeting. It's going to be and also the DA. I think the probation officer is going to be there, the Anderson chief of police, maybe a couple others on this. And right now, the regular town hall meeting on public safety, of course, has been moved to Sequoia Middle School, 1805 Sequoia Street, in between Sacramento Street and Florence Street. And though there's a lot of things going on that have to be done. And Brian Daly has said, and this comes out of the Record Searchlight, where he did town hall meetings all through my district. The only place I really heard about crime was in Redding. The problem is, though, is that we've got a major groups of people here already at the county seat. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I was just calling on the defense of Mr. Smoke. Mr. Smoke wasn't advised by U-Haul that he couldn't drive that truck out into the tall brush, and the California Air Resources made him put that stuff on the truck to make it super hot deal, so it kind of goes back to the California Air Resources.
I'm sorry, he's referring to the catalytic converter, of course, which is mandated by California clean air laws, but clean air laws, because it gets very hot.
Right, and it causes fires out there.
Yeah, but was he instructed by the U-Haul people that not to drive it out there?
It's true. Common sense is not.
Well, you know what? Did he tell me he was hauling fertilizer? Did he tell me he was hauling fertilizer for his illegal pot farm?
But did he know it was illegal? Because last year you could grow it in California.
I shake my head.
Yet. Okay, Jim, you're making this hard on me. Because you're asking questions that his defense attorney right now is making notes on everything you're saying. He was not told about the catalytic converter. He wasn't told about any of that stuff. So, okay, Jim, thanks a lot. We got to run.
Okay, see you. Bye.
You bet.
Okay. Don't confuse me with logic.
another article in the paper, and we'll talk about this later when I try and get her on. But when we come back, we got Haven Humane here and a couple other things we want to talk about. But we're going to continue to talk about the town hall meeting and at Sequoia Middle School tomorrow at 6 p.m. It's going to be full. You might want to get there early. We're going to be broadcasting it. KCNR is going to be broadcasting it, and it's a huge setup we're going to have to do down there. Bob's going to be there early trying to get it done. We'll be right back after these messages. Haven Humane's with us and a couple other things. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. consumers are more confident about the economy than they have been in nearly 7 years.
The Conference Sports Confidence Index increased from an upwardly revised 86.4 in June to 90.9 in July. The July reading is the highest since October 2007. It was the third straight increase for the index. Economists say strong job growth has helped boost consumers' assessment of current conditions and also upgraded their outlook on jobs and the economy.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. U.S. home prices rose in May compared to a year ago, but at the weakest year-over-year pace in 15 months. The Standard & Poor's Case Shiller 20 City Home Price Index increased 9.3% in May. From 12 months earlier, that's down from 10.8% in the previous month and the smallest annual gain since February of 2013. The Senate expected to confirm Robert McDonald as the new Veterans Affairs Secretary this afternoon. SRN's Linda Kenyon has more.
Robert McDonald. The confirmation vote follows last week's unanimous approval by the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. McDonald, a former Army officer, graduate of West Point, and former CEO of Procter & Gamble, will step in as VA Secretary at a critical time. The troubled agency is suffering from the backlash of falsified waiting lists and hidden backlogs in medical care believed to be responsible for the deaths of several veterans. McDonald also takes over as the House and the Senate have reached a deal to reform the VA health care system. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
And the fighting continued last night between Israel and the Hamas terrorists. Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner says they purposefully hit the home of Hamas's top leader in Gaza.
We struck their leadership premises in order to strike their capabilities to carry out this ongoing onslaught against Israel.
And the Hamas terrorist group again firing a barrage of rockets aimed at Israeli civilians. This is SRN News.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now 1-800-299-2896. 1-800-299-2896. That's 1-800-299-2896.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says a security breach involving the changing of flags at the Brooklyn Bridge last week amounts to a security wake-up call.
De Blasio says police have stepped up security at all the city's bridges. Police believe four or five people climbed the bridge's two towers on July 22nd and replaced the giant American flags with white ones. The operation involved disabling a pair of spotlights and appears to have been carefully planned.
That's SRN's Rich Thomas. And Dr. William Fisher, who recently returned from Africa studying that Ebola outbreak, says winning the confidence of local people is very important.
If we can gain the trust of the local community and get patients to treatment facilities earlier, we not only give them their best chance for survival, but we can decrease the ongoing transmission of the virus.
Dr. William Fisher appeared on NBC's Today Show. Two American aid workers in Liberia have tested positive for the virus and are being treated there. This is SRN News. Ford is raising the price of its new aluminum-sided pickup truck, but as Keith Peters reports, still trying to remain competitive in terms of price.
The truck goes on sale later this year. The new truck comes in five variants, down from 10 on the current truck. All have aluminum sides, which is more expensive than steel, but weighs less and saves fuel. Ford's base XL and XLT models, which make up 70% of sales, will cost $395 more. A fancier King Ranch costs $3,615 more, but includes new standard features like a heated steering wheel. The base XL will start at $26,615, including destination fees. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Passengers on board a whale-watching boat back on dry land after spending a long night at sea about 15 miles off the coast of Massachusetts. The vessel docked in Boston shortly before 8 a.m. this morning. The propellers had gotten tangled in lobster ropes overnight. More details.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning, July the 29th. It's Tuesday, and it's going to be a great day today. Our phone numbers are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. And let's go to Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor, with our latest update from the market. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets remain positive in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's up 26 points at 17,009, while the NASDAQ's up 15 at 4,460, and the S&P 500 is up 1 at 1,980. Oil's down $1.15 at $100.52 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.23%. Gold's down $4.70 at $1,301, while silver's up 2 cents at $20.59 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Nike's up 40 cents at $78.80. AT&T is up $1.38 at $37.04, while 3M is up 71 cents at $146.22. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday. It's 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 in the morning, giving out advice on financial freedom and how can you achieve it. Not only that, but if you got investments, you got annuities, any of those investments you may have, is it time to have a fresh set of eyes look at it? Well, if it is, call the Wells Fargo Advisors. All these people, Josh and Susan and Cameron, Kathy, Steve, Chris, everybody down there, they're experts on it. And they bring them all together at one time if they have to, but just to help you to make sure that what you have is the right way to invest. Give them a call at 243-7561, then head on down to Park Marina Drive. Weather today, Bob?
Mostly sunny and hot. High will be in the lower 100s, anywhere from 101 to 105, depending on where you happen to be at. Overnight, low 70s. Hotter tomorrow with a temperature up around 107. Currently, it is 71 degrees. And Reading in this report, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
107 tomorrow? You know, I got into my I got in my truck yesterday, and my thermometer in my truck is pretty close, but it said 112. Was that right? I mean,
well,
did you see the other 112s out there?
If you are parked on asphalt, you're getting, of course, a reading off the street.
I understand that. So, but it was hotter than that. Then it went down. I think it went down to like 100, but it didn't go any lower than 107. Yeah. So wherever I was at was 107 yesterday, even if it's only supposed to be 101.
Also, bear in mind that you have a very warm engine inches away from the sensor. So take those readings with a grain of salt.
That 486 Hemi with the dual carbs?
Yeah.
In the air scoop?
Yeah.
What? But because of that, 107, you know who you need to call. Here's, write down this number, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. If you're having any problems at all. Do you think that you're getting the utmost service from your air conditioner or air cooling system? Call Martin, Alliance Heating and Air. They'll get underneath the house, and what they found under our house was, no, another company a few years ago had put in a system, and the air ducts were not hooked up right. And there was parts of it that were not new. And so, you know, so now we're going through that with the other company. But is your system working the way it should be, especially with the cost of electricity the way it is today? You need to make sure that it's running efficiently. And if you have an emergency, 7 days a week or 24 hours a day, give Alliance Heating and Air a call, 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Okay, got through all that. Our guest today is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, in our monthly update of what's going on with you all. And there's a lot of – do you have and the latest with Haven Humane and our animal friends. There's a lot of stuff you got going on.
We do. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Linda, she hates missing when you're on.
Yeah, well, I hate her not being here. I mean, she's so much easier to talk to than you.
You know what? Did you realize that you misspelled dogs in this handout you gave me?
I didn't. I didn't write the handout. But I am going to get the date right on the second Tuesday this month.
Okay. Yeah, you know, that was true. Okay, what do we got going here?
Lots of stuff, actually. I guess we could start. We've got a special event coming up starting this week. What is the first? Is that Friday, I think, right? So starting on the first. Is the first Friday or Saturday? It's Friday, right?
Which day are you talking
Friday.
About? The first?
August 1st, yeah.
Yep, that's Friday.
We've got a pity or a kitty adoption event. And so from August 1st to August 8th, you can pick a pit bull mix or a kitty or cat.
A pity kitty day.
Yep. And it's going to be $30 for an adoption. You can take
what
both.
What if you take both?
We need
you get
to make
a break in the cost?
Well, it's $30 for an adoption anyway. The only thing is, got to make sure that the pity and kitty get along. So as long as they get along, yeah, you can absolutely take both. In fact, we would love that.
Okay. You have a lot of kitties out?
We do.
This is a big time for kitties, right?
Yeah, yeah. We've got we're pretty full with cats right now. So, and we're gonna be doing some other stuff with some cats coming up soon, and I'll make sure I let you know about that when that comes up. But right now, we're gonna have a pit bull cross. Yeah,
is only $30.
Yep, and same thing with the cats.
You know, you've brought in a number of pitties on the pet of the week, and they seem to be going out okay.
Yeah, pit bulls are great dogs. You know, they're not for every family, for sure. They're a high-energy dog, and they're a large dog. So you have to make sure that you have the facilities for a dog like that, just like a lab or a shepherd or, I mean, any high-energy large dog is going to be very similar to a pit bull. Unfortunately, they get a bad rap, but there's a lot of them out there. I've seen statistics as high as 75% of all dogs in shelters across the United States are pit bulls or chihuahuas. So that means that 25% make up everything else. And in my travels with different shelters and visiting them, that's pretty straight up. That's pretty much consistent with what I've seen at the shelters. We don't get quite as much of the chihuahuas here, but we definitely do get the pit bulls and the pit bull mixes.
Why do you think that is?
Well, you know,
I've never asked that.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I get it all the time. You know, pit bulls in the early 1900s were America's dog. Petey from Little Rascals was a pit bull. And pit bull really isn't a breed. It's a bunch of different breeds mixed in. And so anytime a dog with that kind of bowling ball style head comes in, we're going to label it, and every shelter is going to label it as a pit bull. If you do a DNA test, there's a really good chance that it doesn't have any of the three breeds that make up pit bull, but it has that
look.
What
are the three breeds that make up pit bull?
Oh, I always forget, but it's a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, American Bulldog, and there's one more that I always forget. I think it's just Staffordshire Terrier, but there's three that make up
the pit bull.
Yeah, that's kind of what they've said. That's kind of the general consensus on it. But really, like I said, anything with a bowling ball style head, they're going to do. So basically, you know, they're very loyal, and I think
anything with a bowling ball style head.
Yeah, it depends.
Guys, I wonder, Bob. What do you think about one of our producers? I mean, do you think he's part pit bull?
We could DNA test him.
Then could I chip him for later?
You could. You don't have him chipped yet?
No, we don't have him chipped yet. You know who I'm talking about, too, don't you, Bob? Yes. Bob knows who I'm talking about.
So, you know, I think the thing is they were America's breed, and they were very popular, and they're very loyal to their family. And loyal to their owner. And unfortunately, at some point, people took advantage of that and they started fighting him. And then for some reason, they became almost like an icon for gangs and bad stuff. Because, they're tough looking. You know, they're tough looking dogs. And majority of the pit bulls that I've met, the vast majority of them, in fact, are great with people. I mean, the, you know, yeah, the big puppy, but, you know, dogs.
They're like any animal or person. You can beat them and hurt them and train them to fight.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that they that's what they do.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, they're not for every family. Just like every large dog isn't for every family, and that's why, you know, at Haven we take every dog. We don't look at them by breed. We look at them as an individual, and we temperament test them, and we find out what, you know, what they're going to be best with. Are they going to be good with all ages? Are they going to be good with 5 and up, 8 and up, 12 and up, just adults? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Captain Smith does a great job of temperament testing along with a couple other staff members, and, you know, we're very confident in that. And that's a guide too. You know, if you got a 7-year-old and we have an 8 and up dog, then, you know, we're going to ask you to bring the 7-year-old and just kind of see how it goes.
Well, you know, dogs like to, you know, they're just like, it's an instinctive thing with them. They want to be alpha. In a lot of cases, don't they?
Some of them,
not just pit bulls, any dog.
Some of them do, some of them don't. Some of them are very submissive. Some of them don't really care about that. Some of them just want to be pet and loved and like hang out with their
family.
Elk Killer
was never, I mean, she was just wanted to be one of the gang
in
the family, just be petted.
I mean, you know, I've got a number of dogs, and they're all from, you know, I have a couple that are very alpha, and then I have a couple that could care less, you know, and I have one that just wants to sit in my lap all day long, and that's it, just wants to sit in my lap and just get loved. Could care less about the dynamics with the other dogs and all that stuff, stays clear of them when she can, cuddles with them when she can, and, you know, and that's great. And so, you know, we look at every dog as an individual, regardless of the breed. And like I said, there is a stigma that comes with pit bulls. Unfortunately, in the past, that stigma was with Dobermans. It was also with Rottweilers, and it was also with Shepherds. And it kind of
changes. Right?
It does. It cycled through, and it came to the pit bull. Sadly, there's so many pit bulls, I don't think it's going to change for quite some time with the pit bull. But if everybody's spayed and neutered, then
it's really going to help.
We wouldn't have an overpopulation.
All right. And for a week, starting next Friday. This Friday, I should say, from August 1st to August 8th, you can pick out any pitty or a kitty, pitty kitty, for just $30.
Yeah. And that's spayed,
that's
neutered, microchips,
everything, the whole thing.
Tested, shots,
Losing money on that one. Not really. If you can find them a home.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, hey, we're going to be right back. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is our guest. And we're talking about the Haven Humane and adoption things. But when we come back, I want to talk about the other things that people can do or things that are going on with Haven Humane right now. We'll be right back. Gold teeth, gray goose, tripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room, we don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody... 5. GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl, Linda, Bob. Linda's out in the woods.
You're
with
so
her
impatient.
Girlfriends. You know what? Ever since Delaney was in here talking about her techno stuff, you've been playing this stuff. You know, playing this music.
This is about as far from techno as you can get.
Whatever.
1970s jazz from an outfit called Weather Report.
Oh, that's why I didn't recognize it, because it was on Weather Report on the weather on our weather screen. Oh, like I'm supposed to pick that one up. Weather Report on the weather screen. Welcome back. Carl on the bot. KCNR 1460 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. You can go walk into Espresso Joe's for coffee or cold drinks or brews or any type of, you know, they've got coffee beans down there for sale by the pound. All types of cold drinks there. I'm going to guess that'd be that 107. Walk next door, e-cigs of all makes and models, all flavors, and, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices at Tobacco and Brew, where veterans are always treated well and always will get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is our guest today. And we're talking, you're going to give away, not give away, it's almost giveaways. For $30, you can, from August 1st to August 8th, you can pick out a pity or a kitty for just $30. And we got Second Tuesday Club coming up.
We do.
Now, you and, who do you do those commercials with?
Chris Sawaga.
So, you know, people used to say under the old regime is that it sounded like he was telling her what to do all the time in the old ones. You two are going at it and not going at it, but you're talking about it. It's cute.
We banter a little bit.
Banter.
Yeah. Chris is a lot of fun to work with on those. We have a lot of
Chris
fun on those.
Chris is an animal lover.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not going to say she's an animal rights person because I don't think she is, you know, but she is an animal lover.
Yes,
and,
she is.
And she does so much. Chris is well known because she has had the Clydesdales and
yes.
Always had them out in places. Does so much for the animals. And she does it quietly, so she probably doesn't even like me talking about it. But, hey, Chris, get over it.
Chris is a huge part of our team, you know, a big part of our family.
Does a great job.
You know, she lost Gunner, her Clydesdale.
Yeah, she lost her dog, too. I mean, it was just, yeah. I mean, she just had, you know, a couple of loved ones that she's had for years.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, I know you don't know this, but I'm going to tie this in because we have this list of stuff we want to cover.
Okay.
But other ways you can donate, we have a PALS fund, and the PALS fund goes towards senior animals as well as senior folks. And that's actually named after one of Chris's dogs named Pal.
Yeah, that's right.
So she started that fund, and, you know, we've continued it because we believe in it. And
this is for senior, for dogs that are older, dogs and cats that are older, that they're not going to – their chances of getting adopted kind of go down after, you know, after a few years, even though that everybody should know that, you know, an old dog can be taught new tricks.
Yeah, you know, there's something to be said for some of the older dogs because, you know, and I know Spencer says this a lot when he brings in some of the 4 or 5 year olds, but, you know, these are even more senior, but, you know, what you see is what you get. You know, I mean, they're kind of set, you know, they're going to be that kind of attitude all the time. And so there's some value to that for sure. But it's also for senior humans as well, who are looking for a companion animal. So the Pals Fund really helps out them, who are maybe looking for a cat or maybe a little bit lower maintenance dog, which is great. So it helps out both. And you know, statistics show that you're healthier when you have pets. So, you know, we want everybody to have a pet and live longer.
Well, I think it does. I think it does. As people, dogs and cats can be very calming for a lot of people. And there's a lot of pets for vets. And you service dogs, they take to hospitals and to mental institutions that the dogs come in there and just lay down with them or just sit there and let people love on them. And it just kind of – it does lower your blood pressure. It's proven. It lowers your blood pressure and does all these things.
Yeah, absolutely. And – you know, even correctional facilities. I mean, they have some prison programs too, where you know they've rehabbed some folks that are in prison with the dogs, and it gave them a goal. You know, it helped them save a dog. And in the vast majority of them, and I don't really want to say all of them because I'm not sure this is a fact, but I'm pretty sure all of them, you know, they're rescue dogs too. So it's somebody who kind of needs a little bit of rescuing somebody who really needs rescuing, and you know, so they work hand in hand with that. And a lot of times that's. That's great. And Pets for Vets is the same thing. You know, those are shelter animals that are helping vets, you know, with you who could have PTSD or you know, anything.
You have programs going on with that, right?
We do. Our behavior specialist, Woody, is one of the Pets for Vets trainers. And so he's been working with some dogs and with some vets and trying to place them. And, you know, we're pretty proud to be a part of that and really believe in what they're doing.
Well, I think so, too. I think that people need to people need to understand that you know, post-traumatic stress can take on all different types of symptoms or whatever. And here's the other thing: not everybody has it. You know, I think they've measured like 25% of military people have post-traumatic stress.
Wow,
that seems like
high.
A lot.
Yeah,
but it's a lot less than you know, a lot of people think. Oh, everybody's got it. No, yeah. Not everybody does have it.
Right.
People. And the other thing too for me is that for my question is how many of them had. Post-traumatic stress when they came in because you don't ever measure it.
Yeah.
There's no baseline that says some kid wasn't beaten or it was in car wrecks or been sexually assaulted when they were young and then they come into the military with that in there in that sure. quiver that they maybe don't understand and then something else just triggers everything. So post-traumatic stress is real. And if they can be treated in different ways through medication, which is the last thing you want to do, but exercise, a dog.
Yeah,
maybe a dog. Maybe that's a good reason. Okay, you've got you've got Immunization Awareness Month.
Yes.
In August.
Yes.
So starting Friday.
Yep.
Immunization. All vaccinations are going to be 10%
off. Yeah, for anybody who's qualified to be one of our clients, they can come in and 10% off all vaccines, and we definitely recommend that people take advantage of that because. There are a lot of illnesses that are out there, and your dogs and cats need to be safe. So,
when you say people that can qualify for it, now who can qualify for the healthcare?
Low income, so Medi-Cal, Medicare, and also VA. We've opened it up to VA cards as well.
Okay. So that's good, and that's going to help people. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Mark Story from – he's the CEO, of course, of Haven Humane. A lot of things going on with Haven Humane. You know, I guess it's – the thing I really like to see, and it's and you said we are on Facebook, give us a like. I really like seeing because I don't look at Facebook a lot, but when I see that you guys are there with the I Found a Family, a Forever Family,
yeah,
that to me is just absolutely touching. And that one you had where the two dogs were adopted at the same time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And one of them is laying on its back next to the other one, playing with it and licking the other one's face. Absolutely. I mean, it was so cute. They could not they got the one and then they got the other, and the dogs didn't even know each other but immediately became best friends.
Yeah, and after the break, let's talk about that more. I want to talk about Facebook and those two dogs specifically.
All right. We'll be right back. Carl Bott. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is with me today. It's 76 degrees going up to 104 today. So don't leave your animals or elderly people or kids or just yourself in a car without, you know, even if it's running. It can still get hot. And if it's running, somebody's going to come in and steal it anyway. So be careful when you're out there. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at RiddingCCW.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday. But right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm okay. You ready? You ready? No, it's not Wednesday. What day is it, Bob? Somebody called me last night and said, "Hey, you know what day it is? Hey, you know what day it is?" And I went, "It's Monday. It's not Wednesday." He goes, "Yeah, but I just can't wait till Wednesday." Okay. Hey, my guest is Mark Storchin, CEO of Haven Humane, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. And they do this community proud. They support this community in a lot of ways. Cypress Square Barbershop in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right across from Subway right there. Just come and peel in off of Athens and go in there and see them. You have a great time. Okay, Mark, we're talking Facebook, and that has that expanded? I mean, there's a lot of people react to those Facebook pages.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, I know I do. Every time I'll like it, but that story, because that one dog was in here. He was the pet of the week.
Charlotte was, actually. Charlotte was a camp dog.
Right.
Camp Love a Pet.
That's right.
And Texas.
Great dog.
Texas was another good dog, and so they came in and adopted him. And yeah, Facebook has been blowing up for, a hip turn, I guess. Although I said hip, so there goes that. Our Facebook's been blowing up. It's been, really doing well, and we're seeing an effect of that in our adoptions. And also Purina, has a shelter project, and they sent out a photographer and trained our staff and, donated a flash kit along with that white background.
Mm-hmm.
And so we set up a little photography room, for lack of
cool.
a better term, and you can see the difference in our pictures with the white background. And we had a camera donated, and so, you know, the pictures have really been looking a lot better, and we have a lot of Facebook hits. In fact, I haven't checked today, but basically every 200 likes on our Facebook, we're going to be doing a free adoption. We did our first one at 3,000 likes. We're, as of last night when I left, we were 9 away or 8 away from 3,200 already, and our free one was, I think, 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, we're getting a lot of people looking at it when we put those pictures up of adoptions and stuff.
Oh, what a great photo. Yeah, I mean, you know, and come on. Now, some of them, not in all cases, but when you look at that animal and you look at that person that adopted it, you're going, oh, yeah, I see this.
Yeah,
I see this one right away. These two were meant to be together. Yeah.
And, you know, they got outfits and ties and everything else for them, and they're having fun. And the staff, the adoption staff just loves taking the pictures, and it's...
Who has outfits for them?
The adoption staff. They went and got ties and stuff for them, and so they're taking pictures
for the animals.
For the animals. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got ties if you look at some of the pictures. So, and we're getting tons of likes and tons of shares, and if you haven't, please go on and look us up on Haven Humane on Facebook. And
I did one with like Charlotte. The Charlotte with that other dog. They adopted the other dog,
yeah,
so Charlotte would have somebody to play with.
Yeah, and you know, they got along immediately, and Charlotte is such a cool dog. You know, I got to experience her during Camp Love a Pet, and what a great dog. And yeah. So we're all really thrilled that she got a great home, and to go home with another one of our dogs was
that's like icing on the cake.
It really was.
Well, speaking of Camp Love a Pet, you get your next one. You got another session coming up here soon.
Yeah. We start orientation on Saturday, and then we go for 2 weeks, and then graduation is, I believe it's the 16th. Of August is going to be our camp graduation. So we got 16 kids this time, I believe.
Sold out.
16 dogs. Yep, absolutely. In fact, we've got a young lady. This will be her second camp. She came last year, and she lives in Canada, and she drives down for Camp Love a Pet. This will be her second year. And so we're going to do a little treat. I'm sure she's in Canada still, so I'm sure she's not listening to this radio station. But we're going to do a surprise for her and bring the – well, hopefully she's not because I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Okay.
But we're going to bring in the dog that she actually worked with last year, was adopted by one of our volunteers. So we're going to bring him back for orientation on Saturday and kind of surprise her, which will be really cool.
So this is sold out. So people pay a modicum there to become learn about training and all this, and then they take these pets, and then at the end of this 2 weeks, I mean, you've got 16 pets that are ready to rock.
Yeah, a lot of them are already adopted before graduation. Our goal is to have all 16 of them adopted. We haven't seen that yet. Last camp in June, I believe we had 8 adopted before camp was over. They will all be available for adoption now. We already have them listed. We're getting them altered and ready to go for camp. And it's a great time to adopt because you get one of these dogs. They'll have 2 weeks of basic clicker training, and they'll be that far ahead. And you can talk to the campers. We love to have people come to graduation.
How hard is it to train clicker and clicker training? Is it the treat afterwards?
It's the treat or whatever motivates the animal. Most of the time it's the treat. But there are some animals that like a toy, like a ball or something. But for camp, we usually use treats, so most of them are treat oriented, and it's not difficult at all.
So you kind of like click something, and then they when you hear the click, they know they get a reward right then.
Yeah. So basically, when they do the behavior that we're looking for, we give them a click, and the click is associated with a treat. So you have to treat them right after you click, and they get to know that, and then they'll get hand signals and they work on it. But it's not just about training; it's about making these kids better community members. So we have people come in and talk about different kind of animals. We go on a couple of field trips, both of them actually to Turtle Bay.
So you're helping the kids and the dogs.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
they're both graduating maybe better citizens than they were when they started.
Absolutely.
In some cases.
It's absolutely amazing. The parents and without a doubt, every one of the parents is impressed because the parents are required to come. At least one parent is required to come to orientation on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then we hope they all come to graduation. And what they see in that two-week time period is absolutely amazing. And it's not just the dogs. It's the kids as well.
Next time you're on next month, bring in one of the kids if you can.
Yeah, we brought one last time, didn't we?
You did, come to think of it.
Yeah.
And talked about it and the things that they were doing and all that. Yes, you did. But I always
fact,
like to hear. You
in
know,
fact, I did. I came in with Morgan.
Right.
Or was it Morgan? I think it was Morgan.
I'm not sure. But whatever it is, it's good for people to hear the good parts of it. And they did. That's right. And Morgan was talking about it too. But people like to hear at the end, you know, how it comes out like that. And especially the idea is that you've taken dogs and you've made them much more adoptable. It's too bad It's too bad there can't be a continuous session like this that just goes on and on. Well, even though I know your people work on them like this, but this is an official session.
That's a great tie-in. You're really tying in my notes today big time. You know, that's why we have volunteers, because the volunteers actually do clicker training as well. And our volunteer program is growing exponentially, actually, at this point. We've had a lot of volunteers come in, and there's a lot more green shirts. They wear these lime green shirts, and I absolutely love it when I walk out the office and I see all these lime green shirts walking dogs or socializing cats. It's great. So our volunteer orientation, our next one actually, is this Saturday the 2nd at 1 p.m., and that's at Haven Humane Society in the classroom.
And how do you, and people just give you a call?
They can just show up at 1 o'clock on Saturday. If they want more information, then they can call us. They can call us at 241-5262 and ask for Wendell.
Now, how do you socialize a cat?
It's a little bit different, but basically you just pet it and let it, you know, give it lovin's with the
That's
cat.
About it. Just kind of let it get used
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, I mean, you can clicker train cats, too. We don't really do that there because it takes a little bit more time. But the two cats that we actually have that are house cats, that we call house cats at the adoption center, both of them actually do tricks. Not with a clicker, but with treats. They'll do high five. They'll sit pretty where they sit straight up. They do a couple of tricks, and they'll go to their mat, and they'll do that. So, I mean, you can train any animal. You can train any animal with clicker, believe it or not.
Have you learned a lot about dogs and dog psychology since you've been working there? I mean, you've been around animals now for a few years.
Yeah, I'm going on 5 years. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, as weird as it is, I think that the more I learn about dogs, the more I understand humans, if that makes sense. You know, I really. Yeah, I really do. You know, because the dogs are an individual. Everybody's an individual. I just think that it's been a big learning experience, absolutely.
The more I learn about people, the more I enjoy my dog.
Well, that's true, but see, because
you see these things on YouTube, guilty dogs.
Yeah.
It is absolutely hilarious that Otto, come here. And this dog sticks its head around the corner and walks as slowly as possibly a dog could do to get there. And they're looking away at you and all this. And you're showing – and it's – did you eat all these treats, Otto? And the dog's looking around. He's looking around and finally looks up at him and then looks down and falls on the floor. I mean, how do dogs know this? I mean, do they have this feeling of guilt, or is it just the tone of some of the person's voice when they go, Otto, come here?
Yeah, well, that's all clicker training, actually. I mean, that dog is trained. He's seeing signals from off camera to
do
all that
stuff. Yeah, but these are like all different types of dogs, though, that show – they come up and they just – they're guilty. I mean, dogs look guilty sometimes.
It's a tone of voice thing, and they hear that you're disappointed. They have – more than likely, they have no idea why you're disappointed in them.
Oh, but they hear the tone of voice. They know they should be, oh, gosh, here it comes.
That's one thing about dogs that is really special. There's a lot of things, but one thing is, you know, they're really in tune with their owners, and they really, I mean, if you're excited, they're excited. If you're sad, they're sad. I mean, they feel those kind of emotions and they respond to it, but they're also resilient. I mean, and that's one thing that
forgiveness.
I wish if people were a lot more like dogs in that regard, I think this world would be a lot better off. But, you know, I mean, you know, my dog, and you've met my dog, Nikita. She was abused her first year of life, and she's one of the most loving dogs I've ever had. You know, she put all that past her and you know, grew from that too. And they just, you know, they're resilient. They really, really are resilient.
They are. And total love. And since they can't tell time, you could leave for 3 days or you could leave for 5 minutes. And then here comes, you're back, kind of thing. And you know what? The dogs pick up on things like if we travel. When that suitcase comes out, Elk Killer, you know, goes over and lays in the suitcase and will lay on the stuff. And if Linda's laying her stuff out and she's on the bed, she goes over and lays on it. And she gets mopey when she sees that suitcase.
Well, and you know, they have a great memory when it comes to people that have had a impression on their life. You know, we have dogs that we create special relationships with at the shelter, and we may not see them for a year after they're adopted, and they may come in and they remember you. I mean, they remember us. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty special feeling, and it usually brings tears to the staff's eyes, because this is a dog that, you know, they really worked hard to find a home for it. And in a lot of these cases, you're talking about dogs that were there for, you know, months for some of them. And you know, so close relationships, and you know, happy as could be whenever they left for a family. And then they come in to visit, and, you know, we have some great adopters that will bring the animals back. And, and visit with us. And, you know, the staff just loves it. And the dogs, no doubt in my mind, they remember. I mean, no doubt in my mind.
I'm sure they do. Hey, we're going to take a break. Our guest, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Don't replace your windshield. Do you talk to Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair? And I'll tell you why. If they're little bitty chips up to cracks 2 feet or more in length, Jeff can fix it. And if he can't fix it, he'll tell you right up front. And he guarantees his work, so you're not wasting your time. And if the chip starts to grow again, just bring it back, and he'll fix that. Though that is very rare. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, located at 3208 South Market Street. Jeff, of course, is a veteran, and his phone number is 241-8373. And of course, right next door is Mary's, who is the who is a seamstress and does all types of great work there too in that same area right there. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back after these messages.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Redding, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today or less.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda is on a sabbatical with her girlfriends up in the mountains someplace. And who knows what they do up there, those wild and crazy girls. Of course, they're all, you know.
That's a great
music.
That's a great song. You really great should let that play. I'm just saying. Good job, Bob.
Welcome back. Who's that?
That's Imagine Dragons, and another one of my another one of this crop of fairly recent arrivals on the music scene that sort of piqued up my interest after my I used to do music all the time.
Yeah, when do you have time to do all this? When do I have these guys? You
know, these are suggestions that friends of mine I've made over the years have tossed my way. I used to do music as a DJ, but the late 90s, early 2000s, I kind of turned my back on it all because it was all whiny, angst, and violent stuff. And now we're seeing some creativity, a revisiting of a lot of the classics that have a fresh new look and a great new crop of artists.
It sounds like 80s music a lot coming back, I'm telling
it
you.
Has
a lot of the
sense
new stuff.
Nothing
humor.
Wrong with it. I think that is part
sounds
of Linda,
like
Linda loves 80s music.
I do too. Yeah. And I like Imagine Dragons. That's a great pick.
Wow. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani and his people down at 2539 Larkspur have a great selection of guns, of course, and ammo. Here's the best thing, though, is that they have customer service that is just strictly outstanding, simply outstanding. And the great prices on guns and ammo, he's not out there to stick it to you. He's there to support you. And John Bastiani is also the one that when these people were mugged, especially one gentleman walking his dog, he was in his wheelchair, so I guess he'd be wheeling his dog. As he was out, he gets assaulted by these four thugs. And John Bastiani has offered him a free concealed carry class and a free gun. Same thing for a woman that was stabbed, just standing there at her house, and some crazed individual. So if you wanted to find out more about that, find out how you can help with that, go on down to Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, or give them a call at 222-8222. A guy that cares about this city, cares about the crime that's going on, John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms. Speaking of which, tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Sequoia Middle School, there is going to be the Chief of Police of Reading, Rob Pelletti, is having his quarterly town hall. But this thing has grown exponentially, and it will have hundreds, if not a thousand or so people there. That's why it's been moved to Sequoia Middle School. It's going to start at 6 p.m. You may want to get there a little bit early. We are going to broadcast the whole town hall meeting here on KCNR 1460. We're thinking it's important enough so everybody that can't be there, if it's standing room only or people are turned away, at least you can hear it over the on the radio, KCNR 1460. All right, our guest is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we're talking about a lot of things here, but let's talk about when we talked about the Second Tuesday Club, we didn't say what day it was going to be.
No.
Okay, what day do you think it's going to be?
Well, it'll be the second Tuesday, which is August 13th. And I got the date right. I doubled and triple checked it this month. Okay. And it's going to be at Lulu's, which is on Market Street.
Right there in Market and Cypress, in fact.
Yep.
It's right there. Lots of parking. And a percentage of everything they make that day goes to you all, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's a good place to eat, too. Okay, kennel sponsorship dates, gifts.
So we still have kennel sponsorships. You have one.
I have one.
Yeah. And so kennel sponsorships are something that we're putting up so you can highlight your support. We have dog kennel sponsorships for $250. And basically you get one kennel. And
you get a plaque on there.
Yep.
And it says, and ours was Snooki or Elk Killer was on there with KCNR.
Yeah. And ours was the Story family. And we basically put in honor of, and we put some of the dogs that, have impacted our lives and, had a positive, impression on our lives. And then we also have cats, condo sponsorships, which are $150 for those. And we still have quite a few of the cats and the dog sponsorships left. And if you want more information on that, you can call 241-5262 and get information on those as well, or 241-1653.
October 4th.
October 4th, Bark, Wine, and Brew. Yeah, we're excited. We're moving it to Wind River Resort and Casino and the Event Center. We've been having meeting after meeting, getting this all going. We're going to have obviously still the wine tasting and the microbrews. We're going to have some hors d'oeuvre tasting. And this year we're actually going to have a sit-down dinner, which is something that we haven't done in the past. We've got an auctioneer. You and Linda are going to be there as our MCs, which will be fun.
We are very, very happy to do that.
We're going to have live auction. We're going to have silent auction. We're going to have a bunch of drawings. We've got some great giveaways and stuff.
You have so many gifts there that it takes almost forever. So we're going to have to run those fast.
Yeah, we're doing it a little bit differently this year. So we'll see. Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot a lot smoother flow as far as that goes.
Well, the sit-down dinner really helps, too.
Yep, the sit-down dinner I think will help. We're going to do a lot more of the video stuff this year.
Oh, man, that was a killer last year.
Yeah, this time we're going to go with video, and we're going to be doing a lot of things different. The really nice thing about Wind River and the Event Center is that you have screens on both ends of the room as well as on the sides. So I really felt like a lot of people couldn't see the screens well enough last year. And this year, boy, everybody's going to be able to see it. So, you know, and it's a time for us to really highlight everything that we do throughout the year, because we're not just about animals, we're about people too. And I think that this will show us making those connections with the animals and the people, but also helping the people. And that's really what we're about. And so I'm really looking forward to it. I hope everybody will come out. Tickets are $40 for that. And it all goes back to help the animals. And you can give us a call at 241-1653 and get information on that. You can also visit us at havenhumane.net. And we do have a – you can buy tickets right online now. So we have a PayPal thing set up to buy tickets right online.
Okay. Now you've got another way that you can help animals here too. It's Misty Lee.
Yeah, Misty Lee Fund is a fund that we use for animals that need medical care that don't have an owner. And we use that quite often, actually. We've been able to save quite a few animals with it. In fact, Mater was just on there, I think this week. In fact, he was adopted yesterday or the day before yesterday. And Mater was a little dog that came to us that needed some emergency surgery. So that was accomplished and he was saved, and that money came out of the Misty Lee Fund. And we've been able to save a lot of animals' lives over the years with the Misty Lee Fund. So any money that we get from Misty Lee is specifically set aside for animals that need that medical care. And the other fund that we do have too is we have a sponsor a pet fund. So say you can't adopt an animal, but you really want to help an animal get adopted. You can always donate to sponsor a pet. You can come in. You can actually pick this pet and sponsor it if you want. Or you can call us and say, I'd like to sponsor an adoption. I'd like to sponsor X amount. And it can be any amount.
So you can go from $10 up to $1 million.
Yeah, that would be more than one pet. We would love $1 million, but it would definitely be more than one pet. It would be sponsor a whole bunch of pets.
Well, but you don't turn down anything.
No, of course not. If you say you're going to give $30, you can say, hey, you know, I want Fido. I want to sponsor $30 towards Fido's adoption. Okay. That means that Fido would be $105 instead of $135 for his adoption. So
what about – oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Right.
What about dogs that – can people – you know, so people can sponsor dogs, but they don't have to adopt dogs. Mm-hmm. They can sponsor taking care of the dogs. Can they do that too? I mean, it's can they say, hey, look, I want to donate $100 here just for the care of your dogs?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just under other different programs.
Yeah, that would basically just go to our general fund, because our general fund goes towards the taking care of the animals.
Can people still buy and bring down dog food?
Absolutely. The dog food goes towards our feeding program, which helps folks that can't afford the food. We sell it at a very, very inexpensive thing, basically just to keep it cycling, and all the money that we get from that goes right back into it.
So how much food do you sell a week, would you say? Hundreds of pounds?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that'd be – yeah, we probably go through – I'm just winging it here, but judging from the – I see the rack every time when I come out, and they're filling it at least once or twice a week. I would say we're probably selling – you know, 100 to 200 pounds a week easily.
Really?
Of food, yeah.
Okay, and these are people that are kind of a little bit down on the luck, but they don't. Right. They want to keep their – you want them to keep their
yeah,
pets.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
So you're helping them by feeding them and all this. And then they can also get into the vaccination schedules at a much, much reduced rate.
Correct, yeah. And, and we rebag the food and stuff, so we put it in like big 3-gallon bags and stuff. And
okay.
They usually come in and get 2 bags. So
cool. Okay, we've got a couple minutes left. What do you want people to be thinking about, Mark? For this coming month, heat.
Heat's still here. Keep the dogs out of the car. We've had quite a few of calls with dogs in car. We've had a couple where we've had to actually take them and take them out of the car and take them back to the shelter. We will break the window if it's too hot. Absolutely. We're not going to let a dog die in a car because somebody was irresponsible. So, you know, just think about it. And honestly, in most cases that we've had, it's somebody that ran in to get a prescription, say, and they thought the prescription was going to be ready, and it took 20 minutes, and they just didn't think about it. You know, think about it.
When you see them, what do they do? I mean, do they really feel bad, or is it like?
Yeah, most of them feel bad. Most of them, you know, are like, oh, God, I didn't even think about it. And most of them think, you know, hey, you know, he really or she really loves riding in the car with me. Well, that's true, and you know, we want you to take your dogs with you, but we don't want you to leave them in the car because that's going to be bad because you may come out and that dog that loved riding with you may not be able to ride with you anymore because it gets hot very, very, very quickly. In fact, I don't know if you saw it. But the one of the police officers did a video when that baby died in the car how hot it got in the car.
And oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. When they were in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they put somebody in there and showed this. Oh, it is just horrible.
Yeah.
It is. Okay, Mark, thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, remember is that we have Second Tuesday on the 13th of August right there at Lulu's. And you can always, always, always donate to Haven Humane.
Yes, please.
All right. Okay. We're going to have – the chief's going to be on tomorrow, and we're going to talk about the town hall meeting, plus a couple other people that are going to be have to do with crime, justice in the American way. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my...
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. No end to the bloodshed in Gaza as the war between Israel and Hamas escalates. No deal on a ceasefire and the rockets continue to fly. 10 days since the downing of the Malaysian jetliner in Ukraine, and Secretary of State Kerry says pro-Russian rebels continue to prevent international teams from securing the crash scene and collecting evidence.
They still can't even ensure that all of the victims' remains have been removed.
Kerry calls on Russia to use its influence with the rebels to get them to back off. China blames Muslim terrorists for attacks that have killed or injured dozens of people in northwest China. Also at SRNnews.com, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports lots of finger-pointing but precious little action on the economy and a host of domestic issues.
The president will take four Kansas City residents out to dinner this evening as he presses Congress to act on some